We relight the first candle for the true star of Christmas. And the second one for the stable-born king. And today's candle celebrates heaven's gift to all nations.
Now there were in the same country shepherds keeping their watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:8-11.
These words announce the birth of God. Years later, at the end of this early ministry, the angel's proclamation was echoed with Jesus' command, "Go and make disciples of all nations," Matthew 28:19. From beginning to end, it's clear God the Son came as heaven's gift for every man, woman, and child within his creation. North Americans have embraced the cultural trappings of Christmas, but the celebration of Jesus' birth is not ours alone. Part of what makes Christmas so significant is that we share this holy day with believers all over the world. And so this would be our prayer. Heavenly Father, forgive our narrow focus and help us to broaden our minds and hearts to the worldwide believers who have accepted this gift of your Son. Amen.